Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Church Conroe. Welcome to my midweek podcast. Well, you remember last week when I said welcome to my midweek podcast, but it was Thursday and I was a day late? Well, I'm a day late again, so I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to rename it. Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Church Conroe. Welcome to my Thursday podcast. I think that'll work. Hey, listen, I've got some breaking news for you. I want you to know that our board has decided that we will begin to worship. They're going to wait a couple of weeks longer than we had originally anticipated for very good reason. We're going to begin our worship live in the sanctuary on the first Sunday in October. That will give us a couple of extra weeks to prepare. Also, it was thought if we wait a little longer, the odds of us having to halt worship if something goes wrong would be lessened. We'll have a little longer to wait, but the chances of us being able to stay in worship will be greater. And here's some more breaking news. Yes, boys and girls, First Christian Church will have our annual pumpkin patch. That is so exciting. I was afraid we wouldn't be able to do it this year. But Amy Lacey and Linda Robinson have stepped up. They're going to head it up. And we will meet Friday, October the 9th, to set up the pumpkin patch. And Saturday, October the 10th, the pumpkins will be delivered. And we will open the patch then and through Halloween. So I am so excited that our pumpkin patch will be a reality. And it will be much better than usual. Wait till you see the new additions we have to the pumpkin patch. And lastly, before we get started on our lesson, I would like to ask you to read my article in this week's The Chalice. My first part is, Dear Church Family, the world lost an honest-to-goodness superhero on August 28th when Chadwick Boseman lost his four-year battle with colon cancer at the age of 43. Sure, Chadwick Boseman portrayed a superhero, the Black Panther in the Marvel series movies, but what made him a superhero in real life, you might ask? Just read my letter. Last week, our lesson ended with Paul and his traveling companions getting on a ship, and they left, went first to Rhodes and then Patara, and then to Tyre. Paul and the others stayed there for a week, and they sought out the other disciples. It seems as if everywhere they went, they found a group of Christians in the newly found church. The church spread rapidly those first few decades. Question, why do you suppose the church grew so rapidly? I think there are several answers. The first is just the fervor of the early evangelists. They had been so captured by the mission of the church. Jesus lives. That was their message. And the Christ has risen. And they wanted to take that message to the corners of the world. I think another reason was the emptiness of the pagan religions that they found in the areas. The pantheon of Greek and Roman gods were losing their hold on the people. Silver idols, as we found last week, did not inspire faith. And finally, I think that folks were very receptive to the message that God the Creator loved each person individually. That was a whole new thought. That God's own Son had come to show God's love. A personal relationship with God was a totally new idea. Hear these words from the 21st chapter. I'll be reading verses 4 through 8. and having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days. Through the Spirit, they told Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. And when our days there were ended, we departed and went on our journey. And they all, with wives and children, brought us on our way till we were outside the city. And kneeling down on the beach, we prayed and bade one another farewell. Then we went on board the ship, and they returned home. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and we greeted the brethren and stayed with them for 1 day. On the morrow, we departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the 7, and stayed with him. Now, the Philip that was spoken of here was sometimes confused in later times by Philip the Apostle, one of the first 12 apostles. But this was a different Philip. This was Philip the Evangelist, one of the 7. Do you remember how early in the book of Acts that the widows and orphans were not being taken care of properly in the church? And that 7 deacons were appointed to help take care of them. Well, this was Philip, one of the 7, one of the original deacons appointed to take care of the poor. Philip, in this passage, desperately wanted for Paul not to go to Jerusalem. Philip was afraid that Paul would be killed if he went to Jerusalem, and he begged him not to go. Paul answered. Here I'm going to be reading from verse 13 and 14, Paul's answer. Speaking to Philip, Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased and said, "The will of the Lord be done." As Paul and his companions got to Jerusalem, of course, they went to James, who was the leader of the early church. Now, the early church, you remember, in Jerusalem, they were still Jewish. They were Jewish Christians, and they believed that the message of Jesus was to be shared only with the children of Israel. But Paul wanted to convince them otherwise. James was willing to listen, but he asked if Paul would compromise, if he would participate at the baptism of 4 Jewish men who were going to become Christians, and that he would try to get along with them. Well, the other Jews in Jerusalem heard about this, and they were incensed, and they sought to lay hands on Paul to put him in prison or kill him, or they were just really angry with Paul. And word of it got to the centurion, who was in charge of the Roman garrisons, and he actually came to Paul's rescue. And then Paul was allowed to present a defense of himself. And at this defense, it's the only time we hear from the mouth of Paul his conversion experience. I want you to listen to it in its fullest. I will be reading from chapter 22, verse 3 and following. Hear the words of Paul. "I am a Jew, born at Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in a city at the feet of Gamaliel, educated according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as you all are this day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of elders bear me witness. From them I received letters to the brethren, and I journeyed to Damascus to take those who were there and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished. As I made my journey and drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone about me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' And I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do. And when I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and standing by me said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And in that very hour I received my sight and saw him. And he said, The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the just one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. So did Paul, telling his story of his miraculous conversion, did that get him out of trouble with the Jews of Jerusalem? You'll have to wait till next week to find out. Read through chapter about 25 as we near the conclusion of the book of Acts. I want to invite you to attend our communion in the Garden of Gethsemane this Sunday at 9:30, where we will take communion together, sing some songs, and pray with each other. I look forward to greeting you then. Now, peace on your collective houses.